It's time for another KAXE KBXE online conversation. I'm Brett Carter, reminding you that we are independent, member-supported radio, a national public radio affiliate in northern Minnesota, and we need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcast. Become a member today at KAXE.org, and thanks for listening.
'Cause I'll be yours, and you'll be mine to last, and we'll be friends, holding fast.
It's time for What's for Breakfast on the Friday Morning Show. It's where we pull up a chair to one of our members' kitchen tables. We get to know them a little bit better. This morning, John, we are meeting Nora from Grand Rapids.
All right.
Morning, Nora.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Nora, that's my grandma's name. That's a beautiful name.
Thank you.
Have you had your breakfast yet?
No, but I was just about to start.
Okay. What you going to have?
Well, I'm thinking about making an egg wrap today. So, yeah, with that, we scramble some eggs, and then we have, like, a tortilla shell. And then we, like, saute onions and red peppers and usually a little bit of turkey sausage. And then we throw it all in a wrap.
Wow.
Any cheese ever?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do put some cheese in there. We use cheddar cheese.
Okay. Cheddar cheese. Now, it brings up an interesting topic. Cheddar cheese. Can you notice a difference, Heidi? And this question goes to you as well. Can you notice the difference between extra cheddar or what is it called?
Extra sharp.
Sharp and extra sharp cheddar? It's impossible. Nora, what about you?
Yeah,
have you ever had?
I can't tell the difference.
I think there's a little difference in the extra sharp.
Really?
Yeah, I think there's something. It pairs really well with something that's sweet. That's when you notice it. Like if you have it with an apple or something, then you can tell it's extra sharp. People eat apples and cheese all the time, right?
Nora, do you eat apples and cheese, Nora?
I think once when I was at a friend's house.
Okay.
You had apples and cheese?
I mean, I don't mean like everybody eats it every day, but it's just it's not that crazy, John.
And I need a little more clearing up here, Nora. You said you put it in a shell, but then you said call it a wrap. So is it a soft tortilla?
It's a soft tortilla shell. Yep.
Okay. And do you have an orange for dessert?
We do orange juice.
Okay.
So.
And so yep. No coffee or anything?
No, I don't drink coffee.
Okay.
Who's we?
Well, I'm a kid. So I live with my family.
Yeah. Okay.
And in general, we don't drink coffee with our egg wrap. We just have orange juice.
Okay. Do your parents drink coffee?
Yeah, they do.
Okay. All right. So you're a kid, but you sound like would you want to guess on our age, John?
I was thinking like 20.
Oh.
No, I'm not that old.
How old are you?
I'm 13.
Oh my gosh, you're a teenager. You've got your whole life ahead of you.
Nobody wants to hear that, but yeah, you do.
Oh, it's so fun to be 13. How's school going?
Pretty good. Next Monday we're going full in person, so everybody's going to be there for the first time since like September or something like that.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Are you excited?
Yeah, I'm excited to see all my friends.
Oh.
Yeah, that must be tough to not see your friends for that long a time.
You got any brothers?
Do you have brothers and sisters or anything?
I have one sister.
Okay.
She treats me pretty nicely most of the time.
Well, I was just going to say, do you guys get along? That's fantastic.
Is she older or younger? Yeah,
younger sister.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you have big responsibility being the big sister.
Oh, yeah.
Son of a gun. So what have you been doing? Tell us what your normal day is as far as school. You have to log in and follow the teacher, so you can't like take a two-hour nap and then go back and go to school.
Yeah, not really. But on the days when we're in home, you usually do an attendance form. Like, you just go through into the app and you fill out your attendance and then you start your schoolwork. And then you do that for a while, and I have an alarm that goes off when it's time for me to switch to the next class. So I'll do that, And then I've got a study hall thrown into my routine, so I can pretty much just rest and relax during my study hall. And occasionally, if I've got homework, I'll catch up on that. But it's pretty much the same thing for every class. It's just a different subject. So.
Nora, you sound like you're very smart. Do you feel that you're learning as much doing it by Zoom, or would you rather be in person?
Well, I think I'd rather be in person because it's a lot easier to ask questions. And, like, sometimes family members will be, like, doing something upstairs, and there'll be, like, a lot of, like, banging and clanking dishes and stuff. So I'll be like, I don't know if they're going to hear that or not. Or we have chickens, and that's where we get our eggs from. And, like, in the morning especially, they like to make all sorts of sounds at us. So, and it's pretty loud, so sometimes I don't answer questions on the Zoom because of that, and I don't know.
Yeah.
Is it easy for you to ask a question, and do you get it answered right away, or do you get it answered in a couple of days?
Pretty quickly on the Zoom, like right away on the Zoom, and then,
okay.
But if I email them, like there's no Zoom for this class today, I'll email them, and then sometimes a couple hours later, I'll respond when kind of like the moment for the answer to that question is kind of passed, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But.
So you're going back to school when now? I'm sorry. Next?
Monday.
Okay. Are you going to be watching the Super Bowl?
Well, my family, we usually watch the Super Bowl, but we don't like watch all the football games leading up to it. So
oh, yeah. Yeah.
We might watch it. There's no guarantee, really.
So I want to get back to this orange. We've had this huge controversy. When you eat an orange, how do you start the orange? Do you bite it? Do you use a knife? Do you use a special tool?
Well, it kind of depends on the size of it. Like, if it's one of those, like, little cutie ones that are, like, really little, we usually peel that. But if it's, like, a big one, like the size of a grapefruit or whatever, we slice it down the middle and then just slice it into like eighths or whatever.
Okay. All right. See, those cuties are easy just to bite, but I understand now.
Don't bite, John.
I'm not going to bite through the orange peel. That just,
I know.
It sounds kind of funky.
Disgusting, huh?
Kind of. So Nora, did someone put you up to calling in, or do you listen to KAXE?
I do listen to KAXE more on green cheese.
Okay.
On Saturdays.
Okay.
But my mom, she sent me a text. I think she's in the car now. So hi, Mom. she sent me a text and she's like, what's your breakfast? Call KAXE. And sometimes I do it and sometimes I miss it. Because
that's great.
Do you have a handle or a name for your place when you call in for cheese?
No, we don't.
No. You just answer. Okay, what's it like to be home alone? That sounds kind of cool. Mom's off to work.
It's not as exciting as the Home Alone movie, but we kind of just sit around and relax, and occasionally my dad will come back like around noontime, and he'll watch us through the rest of the day.
Okay.
So what about green cheese? Are you pretty good with the answers, or are some of them just too way over your head?
Sometimes I can get a couple. Like, I don't even know what week it was. I think it must have been in January, but there was the doubles question, and we were just getting ready to answer them, and then we pulled in, and, like, some of ours got taken, and I don't know. So that's kind of how the game goes, I guess. But
yeah, you win some, you lose some.
Yep.
Do you know that, Nora, do you know that for being on What's for Breakfast, maybe this is why your mom put you up to it. You get either Homestead Mills is our sponsor. You get Country Blend cereal or Wild Rice pancakes delivered right to your house. And what are you thinking you'd like? And remember, don't take your mom into consideration now. This is for you. Yeah, tough decision.
Yeah. I think I'm going to have to do the wild rice pancakes.
That sounds really good. Girl. Good. You'll love it.
Hey, Nora, I have a quick question for you because I work at home many days of the week now. And yesterday, because it was starting to get colder, you know, no one knew I was still wearing my pajama pants, at least. Do you wear pajamas for school, or what's that like?
Oh, yeah, because for right in the beginning of the day, we don't Zoom. So okay. Sometimes I'll just stay in pajamas or like sweatshirt or something.
Yeah.
You know?
It's relaxing, isn't it?
Yeah, I like that part of it.
No kidding.
That's why a lot of kids say that they like going back and forth or distance because they can sleep in a lot later than usual. Mm-hmm. So I think it's all going to kind of hit us hard on Monday when you have to be up at 7:30 or however early.
Do you have a nice clothing ensemble, or are you going to have to buy clothes now to go back to school?
I have a pretty average amount of clothes, I think.
Okay.
But they're all pretty good condition. They're all fairly new.
Okay.
So I think I'll be in good shape when I'm back on Monday.
Well, Nora, it was great to meet you. And
yes.
We hope to talk to you again soon. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Thanks for paying attention to your mom's text. We appreciate it.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Okay, bye-bye. Strutting back in style. Yes, we'll be friends.